Well, well, a little different when the Republicans control the House, right? You remember when Pelosi was Speaker and she removed some Republicans she didn't like from committees? Well, the same thing is now happening as Kevin McCarthy, our Speaker, has removed some people from committees and will not allow them on these committees. Ted Cruz was talking about this yesterday.
In the prior Congress, when Nancy Pelosi threw multiple Republicans off committees, I predicted that day, I said, this will be the inevitable consequence, that if Nancy Pelosi wants to play partisan games and throw Republicans she doesn't like off committees, the shoe will come around to the other foot. The world always turns. And this is exactly, and in fact, I predicted Schiff and Swalwell and Omar would be out of a job on the committees.
And they are. And joining us now to talk a little bit more about this, Ted Harvey, who's the chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President and a former Colorado state senator, back with us. Ted, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So wasn't Eric Swalwell considered a bit of a security problem? Didn't he have an intimate relationship with a Chinese spy?
Yes. And Nancy Pelosi continued to allow him to be on the intelligence community, having access to all of our national security.
Sure. No problem. So now
this is the hypocrisy of the Democrats and the media on all of this is limitless, and it's actually shameful. The Nancy Pelosi took Republicans off of all committees because she didn't like what they were saying on social media. This is not the same thing. This is the Speaker of the House actually taking seriously the national security of our country. And I think every speaker should have this authority when it comes to the intelligence community. And I'm shocked that they haven't taken it this seriously, and that Nancy Pelosi didn't actually look into the backgrounds of the people she was putting on the intelligence committee. But for the Democrats and the media to be saying that the Democrats are being thrown off all of the committees, that's just not so. Schiff and Swalwell and Omar, they can get on all of the other committees. They just can't get on this one that is putting our national security at risk.
I think they should be on committees like, you know, what's on the agenda for the congressional, you know, smorgasbord this Saturday afternoon with the family. Other than that, get out of serious business when it comes to committees that Republicans are now in control of. And secondly, I believe in this globalization attitude that these Democrats have had since who knows when, Obama and now Biden, along with George Soros, that we're all on an equal playing field, and we should be economically in every angle you can mention. It's one big happy globe. Can't we all just get along? So as far as I'm concerned, I don't think the Democrats really care about national security. Who cares if our, you know, adversaries or anybody else knows what we're doing? We're all going to play together on the same field anyway. So, yeah, I think it's a major problem, major security risk here. And I'm not shocked that, hey, you know what? What goes around comes around. So deal with it. And the fact that, you know, Swalwell has been moved off of this after having a relationship with a Chinese spy, and who knows where Omar stands on things. I don't even think she should be in Congress. Adam Schiff coming after Trump with those committees time and time and time again with false allegations. How about this? He ought to be removed from Congress, period. But, you know, this is what's going on with this country. We're electing these idiots that get in there, and then all of a sudden, everybody's not happy about it. Even the Democratic voters are starting to wake up on all of the things that are happening with these policies here. I mean, you look what's going on, Ted, with these documents. I mean, yesterday, Ted Cruz was also talking about this, that, you know, with these classified documents and the White House continuing to divert and not answer questions about it, you know, you'll have to go talk to the counselor's office, where I'm not handling that here from the White House. You know, it's ridiculous because there's potential major problems going on with these documents. Here's Ted Cruz.
If that information concerns Burisma, if it concerns Hunter Biden, if it concerns communist China paying Hunter Biden and the Biden family millions of dollars, then it shifts into a very serious issue of corruption and real potential criminal liability.
Absolutely. And Ted, I got to tell you, when you send your own attorneys in there, they don't have clearance to see classified documents. They're not part of, you know, a scrutiny FBI team. It's like the, you know, fox watching the hen house. I mean, your thoughts on this whole diversion and lack of clarity and transparency on Biden and these documents?
Well, first and foremost, we all know that the Democrats have sympathies with the Chinese communist government, and the fact that Swalwell was caught with sleeping with a Chinese agent shouldn't surprise anybody. The fact that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have it would appear to be having business situations with
follow
Chinese
the money
businesses over there that are putting our national security at risk should not surprise anybody. But the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice was weaponized to go after Donald Trump because he was in the middle of a document dispute with the director of our national archives saying we should get these documents. No, I want to have these documents. And it was just really a little spat that was going on. And they weaponized the Justice Department to raid in a SWAT-like manner, Mar-a-Lago, and bring the press and make a huge deal out of it for 2 months. And now all of a sudden, these documents are showing up at President Biden's home that he's had for 6 years as the vice president. But then not only that, now we find documents that he's had since he was a United States senator, and he took them out of a SCIF, a secured area. You have to question, why did he do that? What were the documents? Why did he take them out? And who was allowed to see them? Was it his son, Hunter Biden? If you look at some of the emails that were on the Hunter Biden laptop, there are some interesting emails that were going out that were talking about issues that were related to national security, and how is it that Hunter Biden had that information, and was it from some of these classified documents that Biden got while he was a United States senator?
Well, I think
these are serious, serious issues. It's not just a little spat between the former president and the director of the National Archives.
Well, I hope the Republicans keep the pedal to the metal on the investigation and all this, including Hunter Biden, because, yeah, there is a lot of smoke and no doubt a ton of fire under all that smoke, too. All right, buddy, I appreciate you. Ted, thank you so much for being with me.